You know what really tickles my ick pickle?
Uh-oh.
When my female friends say, so you're choosing your man over your friend, sis, I'm choosing my man over everybody.
Oh.
Dating is for marriage, and marriage is death does us part.
Well, in theory. In reality, here's the divorce math.
What do I look like committing the rest of my life to somebody I'm not making my top priority?
I've seen Bella around. I think I like her. She's talking about something a lot of people don't understand. A lot of dating advice right now is about how to get. This would be sprinkle, sprinkle, and this would be how to manipulate her with inconsistent text messages. And very few people talk about how to give, and that's what Bella is talking about here. So what is the difference between getting and being given? Well, we all have an outer self that you can see, and an inner self that can only be seen by you until you show it. When you make demands like sprinkle me or whatever the hell, you're asking for something that may or may not be in here. What is it that he wants to give? Some men enjoy spending money on women and some don't, and some want to but have negative life conditions that prevent it. I've never been able to do this. No one's ever given me a real job. We all have different things that we enjoy getting and giving. This guy likes to give time and money but doesn't like getting a pet together or traveling, and she likes spending time together but doesn't enjoy cooking, and so what they would share together is quality time in this case. So what Bella is talking about here is the ideal orientation to being in a couple. She knows what she likes to give and shows it so that whoever likes it can show what he likes to give, and if she likes it, then they are both giving freely and accepting freely. So if you don't know what you like and don't like to get and give, then you're just stuck making demands. You have to give me this or I won't pay attention to you. And then if you do, she usually won't respect you, which is something that you definitely want coming. I tried to explain this to somebody recently and he viewed it as, he called it simping. And he viewed this as this. He thought it was acquiescing to demands. But it really couldn't be more different. Knowing what you want to give and giving it is not the same as giving in. There's a really big difference between look at all this stuff that I have for you and what is it that you need from me. Those are kind of opposite energies. Ideally, every relationship should work this way. Your job should want to give to you freely to make you feel fulfilled, but that's just not the world we live in. Jobs are almost entirely negotiation-based, demand-based. I drew a factory because we should go back to the 1940s. And that's what Bella is saying. Your job doesn't love you, your kids are gonna grow up and leave, your parents are gonna die. So in many cases, this is the only form of relationship we have left that we can choose to live in a state of reciprocal abundance. And I know I've been saying this for a while, but soon I will be making a video called Self-Maximize, which is going to be all about how to fill up this box of stuff that you have to give for women too, although it's easier for men, you'll find out. But for now, just don't listen to anyone who tells you, here's how to get. If you choose that, then you can't have this. I will explain in Self-Maximize, coming up as soon as I get the time.